Our village of Philmont is a very small town. It's a sleepy town. It's a very calm, quiet place to live, and we like it. But back in the 19th century, Philmont wasn't like that. It was a busy, bustling place. There were textile mills in Philmont. There was a train that came through carrying salesmen, because Philmont was one of the major producers to the northeast of underwear. And back in the 19th century, one of those textile mills made underwear, and the salesman came in on the train, took the underwear, and sold it all over the northeast. So if you were living in the northeast in the 19th century, there was a good chance that you were wearing undergarments from Philmont. And back in those days, on Main Street in Philmont, there was a general store. It was owned by a man named McKinley. And McKinley, he was a proud man. He opened his store first in the morning, and he closed his store last at night. Every morning at 6 a.m., he opened his shop. Every night at 11 p.m., he closed his shop. It wasn't that many people came into his shop at 11 p.m., but that didn't matter to McKinley. All that mattered to him was that he opened first and closed last. Now, one night, McKinley was in his shop. It was about 10:45. He was wiping down the counters. He was getting ready to close the shop. He wasn't expecting anyone else to come in. When all of a sudden, he was taken by surprise because the bell over the front door jingled.
When he looked up, he was even more surprised, because standing there at the door was someone he'd never seen before. Well, that wasn't the surprise. McKinley was used to seeing strangers, salesmen coming in on the train late to buy a little bit of this or that before heading to the hotel. But this person standing at the door was not a salesman. There was a woman standing there, and what surprised him most about her was how she was dressed. For you see, this was late autumn, and this woman was wearing a thin white summer dress that swirled about her ankles.